Remember the first time you heard Leadbelly's music and the impact that that had on you?
Well, I guess it was around about 1953 or 54 when I heard Lonnie Donegan doing Leadbelly's songs. It was two sides of a single that was enormously successful for Lonnie in England when we had the skiffle craze started. And Lonnie chose the Rock Island Line as one side, enormous hit, and Leadbelly's version of John Henry on the back. And, you know, when I saw the name Leadbetter in there, I thought, let's find out more about this man. So there were a few recordings of Leadbelly started to become available at that time in the 50s, and I gradually started assembling a collection of Leadbelly stuff, including some vinyl material that I still have, the Folkways Ramsey recordings, the Leadbelly's last sessions, which I recently acquired, thanks to your good self, in the CD format. But I'm still very proud of the vinyl set that I've got, and it's still in relatively mint condition, which is something when you consider that the albums came out in 1953, I think it was. And over the years, of course, I've built up quite a massive collection of Leadbelly stuff. I don't think there's any recording of Leadbelly's that I haven't got.